This afternoon, Shout the Sea activists in kayaks have boarded a Shell supply boat, the Tossa Independent, at Killybegs. The supply boat is carrying pipes to be brought to the Solitaire. This is a live interview conducted by mobile phone with one of the backup activists at the site.
Well, what I've seen so far are three photographs. The first shows some kayaks approaching a ship. The second one shows them alongside it. And in the third one, you can see somebody has actually climbed onto part of the ship. Do you want to explain what those are?
Yeah, well, we're up here in Killybegs in County Donegal, and we launched from the far side of Killybegs Harbour and came across the harbour. And, yeah, as you say, the people have come across the seven people in kayaks, one of whom managed to get onto a tyre on the side of the boat, and that stopped work for some time. And will certainly stop the boat going anywhere. They have been on board now for perhaps an hour. The spirits seem well. There's no immediate likelihood of them being taken off. There seems to be a rib of a safety rib of or something like that. Working for Shell, who have approached them, but they haven't seemed to annoy the protester or anything in any way. So that's the situation.
And am I right in understanding that the ship that has been boarded is one of the ones that ferries pipelines to the Solitaire? I know they were stored up in Killybegs, so I'm guessing that's what it is.
That's it, exactly. It's a ship called the Tossa Independent, which has been one of the two ships which is ferrying pipe out to the Solitaire, which is working outside Broadhaven Bay at the moment. And our aim, is to discommode and to disrupt the workings of that as much as possible, to highlight the giveaway of Irish natural resources and the forcing of this carved gas project on the local community completely against their will.
Okay, I'm guessing you're probably some distance from the ship, but you think the rib, that's a sort of a rubber boat with a speed with an engine on it, isn't it, that has gone out. Do you think that's Shell security rather than Gardaí?
Oh, I'm perhaps 200 or 300 yards away, but we have binoculars, so it's a company called Sinbad Marine Services, and they have been working as contractors for Shell, so it's not a Garda boat, no, it's with Sinbad.
Just a final question on the technical details. You might know an answer to this. Do you know how much pipe each shipload actually carries? I mean, if they're laying 80 kilometres, I guess they must need a lot of supply ships or a lot of trips to keep that going.
It certainly needs a lot. I don't know, I'm afraid, how much pipe it takes, but there's a huge amount of stacks of pipe in the harbour, and this is a very large kind of a barge style boat which can take, I'm sure, certainly a number of tons of pipe.
So you were also saying that the some of the people at Erris went down to support the Belnaboy electrician strike this morning.
They did indeed. Yeah, I was speaking to Maura Harrington, who went down and who spoke to a number of the members of the electricians union, and they welcomed the support from Shell to Sea, and I suppose we wish them well in their fight for fair play.
Great, that's a national strike, I think, with the which includes the electricians working at the refinery in Belnaboy.
That's it.
Okay, thanks a lot for letting us know what's going on.
No problem. Thanks very much, Andrew.
That was an interview conducted by mobile phone with one of the backup people for the ship occupation that's currently going ahead in Killybegs. You'll find background information on the struggle at www.dublins2s.com. You'll find more audio files at www.wsm.ie.